And a good evening to you from the Tyson Event Center. Seemed like I just talked to you. It's about 3 hours ago. The Dort College Defenders victorious over the defending NAI National Champions, the Hastings College Broncos. And a short 3 hours later, Dort College will be meeting one of the perennial powers in NAIA volleyball. That's the Westmont Warriors. The Dort College Defenders take a 32-7 mark into today's contest, while Westmont stands 36-3. One of Dort College's losses this year was to the Westmont Warriors. That came early in the year. That was back on August the 17th, and as I conversed with the sports information director from Westmont, we were talking about that match, and I said to him, I said, that seems like a lifetime ago, and he said, neither team is the same, and I had to nod my head in agreement, and the Dort College Defenders and Westmont Warriors battling here today for the right to move on to the NAIA National Semifinals, which will take place tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Over on the other floor, that's the winner of that contest. We'll meet the winner of this one tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. That's Viterbo versus Park. Viterbo, the school out of La Crosse, Wisconsin, leads at 2-0. They're into set number 3, and they are tied at 1-1 in set number 3. Guess I should introduce myself. I'm Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from the concourse level of the Tyson Event Center. Gateway Arena, the Dort College Defenders victorious earlier today over Hastings College in 4. And for the Dort College Defenders, an emotional win as they got the monkey off their back, if you will, after Hastings College had really held serve in that rivalry dating back to last year's NAIA Championship match, which they won 3-2. They had swept the two series meetings this year, one of them a regular season contest, won 3-2. The other one a 3-1 win in the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship match happening in early November. Tonight, though, Dort College bounced back from an early 25-20 deficit to defeat Hastings 25-23, 25-20, and 25-20. Hastings College was led by Katie Plackey with 11 kills, while the defenders got 18 from Emma Altena and 11 from Leah Camp. 40 assists for Jamie Gasing, 26 for Summer Jansen. For the Westmont Warriors, they were playing earlier tonight as well. They were involved in a match with Northwestern, and they beat the Northwestern Red Raiders 3-0, 25-20, 25-16, and 25-17. For the Westmont Warriors, Libby Dahlberg ended with 12 kills, had 16 assists for Cameron Kane, kinda that is, and Amy Buffum put up 18 assists, a very balanced attack by Westmont. They got 9 kills from Samantha Neely and then 5 each from Taylor Beckman and Cassidy Ray. Westmont Warriors advanced this far. Coming out of Pool F, they swept through Pool F, winning all 3 of their contests. They have spent much of this season in the top 10 in the NAIA poll. They rose as high as 5. They fell at one point to 7, and they finished the season at number 6 in the NAIA coaches poll. For Westmont, players you'll be hearing about, keep your ear on. Libby Dahlberg's a 6'3 middle blocker. She's pretty good, 2.79 kills per set. And then they've got a right side hitter, Cassidy Ray, 6'3 sophomore, left hander, attacks from the right side. She's averaging a little over 2 kills per contest. For the Dort College Defenders, and as Coach Chad Hansen said afterwards, I say it as humbly as possible, I think we're a pretty good team as well. They are led by Emma Alton, is 4.44 kills per set. Jamie Gasing puts up 10.65 assists per contest. Allie Cromendex at 1.97 kills. Leah Camps at 2.76. Haley Moss improving every day, it seems. She's at 1.26 kills per set. Westmont and Dort, set number one of this quarterfinal round match. Dort College bidding to go to the NAIA semifinals for the second year in a row. For the Westmont Warriors, they're in elimination bracket play for the second year in a row. They were beaten by Viterbo last season in the round of 16. So the Westmont Warriors, they'll be in the near court. Maroon jerseys, white numbers, trimmed in black. The Dort College defenders in their white jerseys predominantly. Black numbers, trimmed in yellow. Nice size crowd on hand for the Dort College defenders here this afternoon, and we are set for volleyball. I should say this evening. Taken by Camp, gets it over to Gazing, shoots it over to Altena. Altena blocked at the net. Point, Westmont. Westmont takes an early 1-0 lead on the block. Both of these teams played earlier today. Westmont had a little more of a break than the Dort College defenders. Westmont Warriors with service. So they got a point on a block right out of the chute. Serving for Westmont is Buffum, taken by Camp. Comes back over to Camp. Camp off high hand, saved by Westmont. Missed on the quick attack to the middle, intended for Libby Dahlberg, and we are tied after the attack error, 1-1. 1-1 our score just underway. Glad to have you along with me on a late Friday night. Wait for me, at least. I don't know about you. Glad that you're making us a part of your Friday nights here at KDCR. Slide to the right. Cross court shot. Dug by Bausma. Kept it alive. Got it over to Gasing. Gasing to Alton. Alton over the roll shot. Saved by Westmont. Set goes outside and banged off of the block. And a kill for Westmont. And Haley Galloway. Galloway with her first kill. And the Westmont Warriors take a 2-1 lead. Westmont hails out of the Golden State Athletic Conference. For those of you who follow NAIA volleyball, that used to be the premier conference in volleyball play. Galloway serves it long. Bausma checks out of the match. And the Dort College defenders, Jamie Gasink with service. Gasink floater controlled by Westmont, set over the block. Moss gets a hand on it. Bump set over to Altena. Altena blocked at the net, and Dahlberg puts up another block. And if that's any indication, I'm going to have to figure something else out. Emma Altena, a couple of blocked kill attempts so far here in this one. Westmont with service. Taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a swing. Saved by Westmont over the top of the block. And Summer Jansen goes after one, probably headed towards the end line and past the end line. Backman gets credit for the kill. Jansen reflex, and that one grazes off of her arms and out of play. Serve taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasink, comes back right side, Moss. Moss with a tip and the kill. Haley Moss with the kill. Dort College back to within one at 4-3. 4-3 our score, set number one. Emma Altena with service. Altena will serve the first time through the rotation, and then in all likelihood you will see the setter, service specialist, Abby Scamper. Jump serve by Altena, controlled by Westmont. Set goes left side, powered over the block, controlled by the defenders. Cromanite gets it over to Moss. Moss off the block, Moss with a kill. Moss is really the wild card for the Dort College defenders. She was not in uniform. She was not on the roster when Dort College and Westmont played back in August. Remember, Dort College thought her career was over. That's Haley Moss. She had off-season shoulder surgery and really didn't think there was much of a chance that, they didn't think there was any chance she was going to play. And her progress was positive. Service error by Altena. And it's 5-4. Westmont leading by one. In the meantime, Moss got a little bit of hope in September, and before you knew it, she was back in uniform, and she had clearance to block and tip. An attack by Cromendyke. Cromendyke ties it 5-5. And eventually, Haley Moss just continues to get stronger, and she continues to get in volleyball shape. And she has had a very nice national tournament, as she has really helped the Dort College attack. Summer Jansen with service. So Summer Jansen serving. That was Cromendyke with a kill. And Jansen has an ace serve. Jansen with the ace. And the North College defenders take a 6-5 lead. 6-5 our score. Service is short, taken by Cheney. Set goes to the middle, around the block, saved by Gasing. Gets it over to Moss, tipped over the net by Lindbergh, saved by Westmont. Bump set over to Ray. Ray with a kill. Cassidy Ray with a kill. Ray ties it up at 6-6. 6-6. Well, if you're Door College and Westmont, you want Viterbo and Park to battle a long time so that they're tired out by 11 o'clock tomorrow morning as well. Pass goes over to Gasing. Gasing to Camp. Camp with a kill. Door College leads 7-6. 7-6. Door College up one, set number one. Serving for the defenders will be Bausma. Bausma, the floater to the back line. Saved by Westmont. Shoot it out. Left side over to Galloway. Unable to put it away. Bausma comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a roll shot and a kill. Lindbergh with the kill. Eight to six, our score. Set goes outside Galloway. Galloway around the block, and Galloway banks it off of the block for a kill. So Galloway will get credit for the kill. Galloway with her first kill. And the North College defenders with a tip off of the digger. And the North College defenders lead 9-7. 9-7 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. Drake, floater, controlled by Westmont. Overhand saved by Drake, unable to keep it in play. And Galloway has been strong for Westmont so far. 9-8, Dort College leading, but Galloway with a couple of kills. Westmont has service. Dort College set for serve receive. And the serve taken by Bausma, gets it to Gasing, shoots it over to Alton. Alton off high hands, and Alton over the kill. Emma Alton records her first kill, and the Dort College defenders lead at 10-8. 10-8, North College with a two-point cushion here in set number one. So far, both of these teams looking pretty fresh, considering that they both played about 2 hours of volleyball just about 3 or 4 hours ago. They're used to those multi-match classics. Keeping it alive, a kill. And we have a player in the net, a blocking error called on the North College defenders. So a kill for Westmont, and Westmont has cut it down to 10-9. Looked like North College was going to salvage that point and possibly build a three-point lead. Westmont kept it in play with a very tough angle shot. Serving now for Westmont will be Brooklyn Cheney. Taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing with a dump and the kill. And Gasing saw the opening and took it. Jamie Gasing with her first kill. And the North College defender lead is 11-9. 11-9 our score. Gasink serving. Gasink floater short, taken by Cheney. Set right side and redirected around the block. Lunging save by Jansen. And down ball by Gasink. Controlled by Westmont through the block. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasink. Quick attack. Kromendyke. Kromendyke block. Point. Westmont. So a block put up by Westmont. So far, Westmont has had the advantage at the net in terms of blocks. Eleven to ten, our score, and the serve is long and out of play. Aubrey Drake. Abby Skemper with service. Skemper serve taken by Cheney. Set comes right side and a block put up by Altena and by Kromendyke. Beg your pardon, that's Lindbergh and Cromedyke getting that block put up, and the North College defenders lead at 13-10, so a three-point cushion for the North College defenders. Skempers serve taken by Westmont, and Samantha Neely puts it down. Samantha Neely makes it 13-11. Dort College with a two-point lead. 13-11. Dort College in front by a couple. And Westmont has service. Cameron Kina with service, taken by Altina. Gets it to Gasing. Down the line, Moss. Moss with a kill. Haley Moss with the kill. Moss with her second. And the North College lead is 14-11. 14-11, North College up by three. Floater taken by Westmont, controlled. Over the top of the block, taken by Jansen. Set goes outside Lindbergh, unable to put it away. And we've got a player in the net for Westmont. Westmont makes it 15-11. North College in front on the block error. So a blocking error, a kill for the defenders and Lindbergh because of that blocking error. And the North College lead is 15-11 here in set number one. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with more in a moment. This is North College Volleyball. We return to play. North College puts a block up. Westmont able to knock it off of the block, and it grazes a hand and ends up out of play. So Westmont gets the point, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, sets right side over to Moss, blocked at the net, Lindbergh able to cover it, gets it back over to Gasing, now Lindbergh. Lindbergh attacks into the tape, point, Westmont. Westmont trails 15-13, so an attack error by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with an attack error. Serving for the Warriors will be Beckman. Controlled by Altina, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Camp. Camp with a swing, controlled by Westmont. Westmont Ray over the block, saved by Altina. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with a kill, and for Leah Camp, that is her first kill here this evening. 16-13, Dort College leading. We are in set number one of this best of five match. Set back over to Ray. Ray, big swing, hatchet save by Altina. Altina, they get it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh hits it wide on the cross-court shot. It's 16-14. 16-14, our score. And serving for Westmont, the Warriors. I couldn't make out who that serve was. Camp with another attack out of the middle, and Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with three kills now, and the defenders lead 17-14. Westmont has used one timeout already. Aubrey Drake has service. Drake with serve, taken by Westmont. Westmont attacking out of the middle. Dahlberg with a kill on the quick attack. So Dahlberg records the kill, and for Libby Dahlberg, a quick attack gives her her first kill of the day. Westmont serving, Dort College receiving. That service by Buffum, and Buffum's serve is long and out of play. Point, Dort College on the service error. So a service error, Dort College inching their way towards 25 points. Dort College drops set one to Hastings and then won three in a row. Serve by Connolly. Connolly with an ace. Hannah Connolly with her first ace, her 11th of the season. And the Dort College defenders lead 19-15. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Westmont Warriors. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Connolly with service, North College leading 19-15 in set number one. Westmont attacking out of the middle, Dahlberg, saved by Altina. Back set goes to Gasing. Gasing saves it, gets the second contact up to Cromedyke, and Cromedyke hits it wide and out of play. Point, Westmont. Westmont makes it 19-16. That attack error by Cromedyke. And the service on the way for Westmont. floater controlled by the defender. Set goes outside. Altena. Altena unable to put it away. Set right side. Dahlberg covered by Jansen on the tip. Slide to the right. Cromendyke. Cromendyke cross court and a kill for Cromendyke. Cromendyke with the kill. Gives Dort College a 20-16 lead in set number one. Jamie Gasink with service. And Jamie Gasink serve controlled by Westmont. Back set, right side, end of the block. Put up by Dort College and Emma Altena. And the defenders lead it 21-16. 21-16, Dort College leading by five after the block. Jamie Gasink serve short. Controlled by Westmont. We've got a player in the net, and they're going to call it on Westmont. Dahlberg got tangled in the net. Dort College, and it's an attack error on Dahlberg, and the Dort College defenders lead 22-16 in set number one. Westmont, slide right side, Dahlberg. The chisel save attempted by Gasink, unable to keep it in play. Ends up in the scores bench. Dort College leading 22-17. 22-17. And service on the way for Westmont. Low hard serve taken by Altena. Gets it over to Gasink. Back over to Altena. Altena banks it off the block. Kill. Emma Altena with a kill. For Emma, that is just her second kill by my count. Dort College manufacturing a 23-17 lead with their leading attacker relatively limited. Abby Scamper has service. And Abby Scamper will line it up. Sends it over the floater, controlled by Westmont. Set goes left side into the block. Moss puts the block up. Westmont scrambling. They'll pass it over the net. Free ball, Dort College. Moss, Gasing, back to Moss. Cuts it cross court. Unable to put it away. Westmont able to cover it. Passed over the net. Free ball. Scamper gets it over to Gasink. This time she shoots it over to Altena. Altena over the Lindberg, that is, with a kill. Lindberg records the kill. Dort College leads 24-17. Julia Lindberg with the kill, her first. And the Dort College lead back to seven. Serving is Scamper. Scamper the floater, controlled by Westmont. They'll attack to the middle, blocked by Moss, kept alive by Westmont. Down ball, Dort College blocks it again. Here comes Westmont. They set it right side down the line. Stab saved by Jansen, controlled by Westmont. They'll set left side this time, dug by Scamper. Gasink passes it out to Lindberg. Lindberg blocked at the net point. Westmont. So a block put up by Westmont. Dort College leads 24-18. And now Westmont will have to serve six straight points to force this beyond 25. So Dort College sitting at set point. Kina has service for the Warriors. Cameron Kina with serve. And Kina's serve taken by Jansen. Gets it to Gasing. Quick attack. Cromendyke with a swing. Controlled by Westmont. Westmont attacking. The block put up by Cromendyke and Moss. And the Dort College defenders have a 25-18 win in set number one. After the block by the Dort College defenders. 25-18, Dort College rolls in set number one. We'll be back with set number two in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Well, the Turbo has just punched their ticket into the Final Four, the semifinal round of the number two-rated team in the country. They defeat Park 3-0. So Lindsey Wilson, number one, Missouri Baptist, number 13, and Viterbo, number two, already in the semifinal round tomorrow at 11. Dort College and Westmont are done with set number one. We go to set number two. Dort College prevailing in set one, 25-18. Taking a look at the numbers from the first set of action. A 235 kill efficiency for the defenders, a 143 kill efficiency for Westmont. Two ace serves by the defenders, none by Westmont. Four blocks for Westmont, three for Dort College. 235 kill efficiency for the defenders, and a 143 kill efficiency for Westmont. Dort College led by Julia Lindberg and Leah Camp with three kills each, along with Haley Moss. Two kills each for Emma Altena, Jamie Gasink, and Allie Cromendike. Cromendike in on three block assists for Westmont, four blocks for Hallie Galloway. So Julia Lindberg with three kills, leading Dort College. And the Dort College defenders will be serving to start set number two. Westmont attacking. Round the block, saved by Bausma. Pushed to the sideline, and just missing is Gasink with that shot to the sideline. And the Dort College defenders, Jamie Gasink misses on that sideline shot. So an attack error. Short serve controlled by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it over to Altena. Altena off high. Hands Altena over the kill. Altena with the kill. For Emma Altena, that's her third. Serving for the defenders will be Connolly. Connolly with service, taken by Westmont. Westmont attacking. They throw it up high over to Galloway, unable to put it away. Dort College keeping it alive. Gasink sends it over. Westmont, quick attack. Dahlberg, saved by Gasink, kept it alive. Bausma comes back over to Altena. Roll shot, saved by Westmont. They keep it alive. Outside attack, Galloway. Galloway into the net. Point, Dort College. So Galloway with an attack error. Dort College leads 2-1. 2-1 our score. And the Dort College defenders with service again. Set goes to the middle. Dahlberg. Dahlberg with the kill. Dahlberg with the kill. Ties it up at 2-2. 2-2 our score. And Westmont serving to the sideline. It's wide, not a play. Point, Dort College. Defenders lead 3-2 after that service error. And served by Gasing, controlled by Westmont. Attacking, outside attack, and a kill from the cross court. Getting it is Taylor Backman. Backman makes it 3-3. 3-3 our score. Backman with a kill. Serving for Westmont is Lindsay Paolo. Paolo, serve, a floater, and taken at the last instant. And Dort College's Aubrey Drake going after one that's probably going to go out of bounds, and at the last instant tried to get it. So an ace serve for Paolo, and another ace serve for Paolo. And the Dort College defenders on serve receive. This is Lindsay Paolo's serve, taken by Altena. Dug by Moss off the attack. Gasink trying to go to the quick attack, and it's tipped away. Westmont has run off 4 points in a row to make it 6-3. 6-3 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment.
The average time.
This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Low hard serve taken by Altena. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Moss. Moss cross-court kill. Moss records the kill. Haley Moss with her third kill. And the Dort College defenders trailing 6-4, and they have service. Dort College with serve from the near court going across the net. Near side to far side, controlled by Westmont. Pushed over the net. Dort College scrambles. They control it. Send it over. Free ball. Going cross court and getting a kill is Emma Hara. Hara with the kill. So Hara records the kill. And it will be Westmont with service. Westmont serving. This is Kina. Kina's serve, a floater off of the back line, not a play, point, Dort College. So a service error by Kina. And the North College defenders set to serve again, controlled by Westmont. Westmont attacking, slide to the right, saved by Gasink. Bump set by Camp. Comes over to Lindbergh, taps it over, controlled by Westmont. Westmont attacking across court, controlled by Lindbergh. Back over to Gasink, comes back over to Moss. Moss blocked at the net, and Camp puts it away. Camp with the kill, and the North College defender lead is 7-6. Four kills for Leah Camp. And the North College defenders serving again. Here comes the attack by Ray, saved by Jansen. Camp helps it over. North College ties it on a Leah Camp kill. She's got five. Leah Camp with five kills. And the North College defenders serving again. Here comes Westmont off high hands. Pushed over the net, saved by Altna, gets it to Gasing, squares up, gets it over to Moss. Moss with the tip of the kill. Haley Moss with her fourth kill. North College leads 8-7. North College has scored 4 points in a row. They lead 8-7. Serving again for North College. That's Summer Jansen. And we have an overlap called on Westmont. A rotation too quick on the serve. And the Westmont Warriors get called for the overlap. We've seen a couple of those called this week. Not very many. Haven't seen many double contacts called on the setters, that is for sure. You've seen a pretty high level of play in terms of ball handling. Lindbergh gets it over to Gasing to Camp. Camp of the swing, Camp of the kill. Well, College has it rolling right now. Leah Camp with her sixth kill unofficially. That is six kills for the defenders. And the North College defenders lead at 9-7. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Westmont Warriors. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, proud to support North College and Defender Athletics. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick to see over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Haywarden, Jasper, Minnesota. People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. Haley Moss with another kill. Dort College comes out of the timeout with a kill. Dort College extending their lead to 10-7. I have it as 11-7, but 10-7 up on the board. Slide to the right. And a kill from the right. And we have the ball hitting the antenna. Waiting for the indication from the official. Who's it going to be last touched by? It's last touched by Dort before it hit the antenna. And that's a point. That's a point for Westmont. Westmont trailing by a couple. Lindbergh with a roll shot, controlled by the Warriors. Set outside, unable to put it away. Ray, now Camp on the second contact, tries to redirect it. Comes back to Ray. Ray down the line. Ray with a kill. 10-9. Ray records the kill. Cassidy Ray with her second kill. And the North College defender lead is 1-10-9. Short serve taken by Altna. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with a swing, controlled by Westmont. Westmont into the block. Galloway. Galloway knocks it down. 10-10. 10-10, our score. Galloway records the kill. That's her third. Serve taken by Altna. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it over to Lindbergh. Blocked at the net. Point Westmont. Westmont leads 11-10. So a block by the Warriors. Westmont leading 11-10, set number two. Dort College one set one. Long ways to go in this one. Altna, Gaysink, Gaysink, Camp, Camp, kill. Leah Camp with a kill. She's got seven unofficially. And the Dort College lead moments ago was three. Reduced to a one-point deficit. And now it's back to tie. Back row attack called on. A back row attack called against Westmont. Leah Camp went up, made contact with it, forcing the call. So Camp with a block. Here comes Galloway, dug by Jansen, gets it to Gaysink. Outside it goes Lindbergh. Lindbergh just off of the back line, not a play. We're tied 12-12. Lindbergh records the kill for Julia. She makes it, she gives Westmont a 13-12 advantage. 13-12. Serve controlled by Bausma. Gets it to Gaysink. Outside it comes Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hand. Saved by Westmont. Attacking to the middle. And a kill for Dahlberg. Dahlberg makes it 14-12. So Dahlberg records the kill. She's got 2.79 kills per set. Westmont with service. This is Lauren Fries. Taken by the defender, slide to the right, Camp. Camp misses it wide, not a play, and a point. Point for Westmont. Westmont leads 15-12 after the attack error by Camp, and the Dort College defenders are forced to use a timeout, trailing by three. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. Dort College takes the serve after the timeout. Lindbergh off high hand, saved by Westmont. Westmont attacking. Galloway blocked at the net. And a point for the defenders out of the timeout off of a block. Dort College back to within two at 15-13. 15-13 our score. Serving is Connolly for the defenders. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. This match about 35 minutes old. Floater to the back line taken by Westmont. Set goes to the middle. Dahlberg. Dahlberg taps it into the net. Point defenders. An attack error by Dahlberg, and the defenders are back to within a point. They've tied it up at 14-14. There's something not correct with the scoreboard. Now they have it at 14 all. I think that is correct. Earlier I had thought that was off. Didn't want to make a big deal out of it. Set goes to the middle. Dahlberg. Dahlberg with a kill. So Dahlberg records the kill. And it's 15-14. And the Dort College defenders will receive serve. This is Amy Buffum. Buffum service. Buffum serve taken by Bausma, gets it to Gaysink, shoots it over to Altena. Altena with a kill. A block at the net, a touch called, and Altena records the kill. Emma Altena. We'll get her numbers for you in just a moment. I have that as number four for her. We've got Lindbergh with three. Set outside. Over the block, saved by the defenders, dumped to the back corner by Gaysink. Gaysink gives Dort College a 16-15 lead. Jamie Gaysink picking her spot that time and getting the kill. For Gaysink, that is her third. Altena has four kills. Leah Camp credited with seven so far. Slide to the right, and unable to close the block was Altena on that attack by Libby Dahlberg. Dahlberg with a kill. So Dahlberg records the kill. And the Dort College defenders tied with Westmont at 16. Serve. Jansen gets to it. Now Gaysink has to lunge for it. Kept alive. Jansen with a one-arm stab save off the attack by Dahlberg. Cromendyke responds with a kill. Cromendyke makes it 17-16 for Allie. That's her third kill today. 17-16, Dort College one set one, 25-18. So the defender's in the driver's seat right now. Gaysink's serve controlled by Westmont. They get it up to Dahlberg, and Dahlberg got partially blocked. North College had a chance to finish it, unable to do so, and we're tied 17-all after the attack error by Moss. Serving for Westmont is Lindsay Paolo. The winner of this advances to face Viterbo tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in the national semifinals. Taken by Altena. Bump set by Gasing. Back over to Altena. Altena off high hands and a kill. Emma Altena with another kill. Emma with her fifth, averaging over 4.5 per contest, or right at 4.5 per contest. Defenders leading 18-17. And serve on the way for Skemper, and an ace for Abby. Abby Skemper with another ace serve. That's her first of this match. She had one against Hastings as well. And the defenders have opened up a two-point lead at 19-17 with that ace by Skemper. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defender, charge to the Warriors. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort College defenders leading 19-17. Timeout charge to Westmont that time. And Westmont out of timeouts. Floater to the back line. Skemper's floater taken by Westmont. Over the block, saved by Gasing. Gets it over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a kill. Dort College out of system, and rather than trying to set out of that, Cromendyke comes through, swipes it out of the air, and knocks it down. Allie Cromendyke with her fourth kill. Skemper, floater, back line misses it long and out of play. Point, Westmont. So a service error gives Westmont their 18th point. Serving for Westmont will be Kina. Cameron Kina with service. Kina's serve is in the net. Point defenders on the service error. And Dort College leads by three, 21-18. 21-18, our score. Short work, short serve. Controlled by Westmont. Now Dort College attacking. This is Moss, cross court. Controlled by Kina. Outside attack, and it catches the tape and falls out of bounds. Last touch by Westmont and Taylor Beckman, point defenders. So Beckman with an attack error. And the Dort College defenders lead at 22-18. 22-18, Dort College leading by four. Westmont attacking, and we've got a double contact called on Westmont, and the defenders lead 23-18. 23-18, a ball handling error against Westmont. Defenders lead it by five. Low hard serve controlled. Set outside. Ray unable to put it away. Set outside Lindberg. Bangs it off the block. Dort College reloads. Bump set to Lindberg. Taps it over. Saved by Westmont. Comes back to Ray. Ray banks it off the block. Kill. So Ray with the kill. That's Cassidy Ray in her third. 23-19, Dort College by four. Taylor Beckman with serve. Short serve taken by Altena. Goes to her knees to get it. Camp, open net, kill. That, my friend, is shooting fish in a barrel. Camp with the kill. For Leah, that's her eighth. And the Dort College defenders have a five-point lead and are sitting on set point. Trying to go to 2-0 in this match. Pushed over the net by Ray, saved by Gasing. Comes back over to Camp. Camp off of the block, kill. Dort College with their second win of the match. They take a 2-0 lead in this best of five set, 25-18 and 25-19. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with set number three in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, the Dort College defenders. With a 2-0 match lead in this national quarterfinal round contest, the Dort College defenders defeating Westmont in set 125-18. And again, a win in set 225-19. The defenders overtook Westmont at the 18-17 mark on an alternate kill, built the lead, and eventually rolled up the win, winning 25-19. The Dort College defenders will receive serve now from the Warriors, and serving first will be Buffum for Westmont. Dort College set for serve reception. And the floater taken by Drake. Giesink has to run for it. Gets it up over to Camp. Camp with the kill. Leah Camp with a kill. Dort College leads 1-0. Set number one. 1-0 our score. Connolly has service. Connolly floater controlled by Westmont. Set goes to the middle, around the block, and a kill for Westmont. And Samantha Neely. Neely ties it at 1-1. 1-1 our score. Serving for the Warriors is Brooklyn Cheney. Dort College leading two sets to nothing. Jansen, Giesink, Giesink slide. Kromendyk, Kromendyk banks it off of the block. Got a play. Point defenders. Dort College leads 2-1. So Allie Kromendyk with the kill. For Allie, that's her fifth. Jamie Giesink serving. Giesink, floater, back line, taken by Cheney. Quick attack and hitting it wide, not a play. The attack by Dahlberg. Dahlberg with a kill. So Dahlberg with the attack error as she hits it wide. Point defenders, Dort College leading 3-1. And down the line with that kill is Neely. Neely makes it 3-2. So Neely with a couple of kills early in this one, trying to keep her team in it, trailing two sets to zero. And the Dort College defenders. Giesink comes back over to Moss. Moss with a swing controlled by Westmont. Set goes outside. Dug up by Westmont momentarily. And Westmont right now does not look like they've got much energy. A block put up by the defenders. Dort College leads it 4-2. 4-2 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Emma Altena. So Emma Altena with service. Emma's jump serve into the net, point Westmont. So a service error by the defenders. And Westmont back to within one at 4-3. 4-3 our score. Serving for Westmont is Cameron Kina. Kina with service. Controlled by Altena. Gets it over to Giesink. Comes back over to Kromendyk. Kromendyk with a kill. Kromendyk extends the lead back to two. This feels like if Dort College could get a little separation here, it'd be awfully tough for Westmont to mount a comeback. Serving for the defenders will be Jansen. Jansen short serve. Controlled by Westmont. They shoot it out wide. Off of the block. Saved by Altena. Gets it over to Giesink. Comes outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing. Saved by Westmont. Through the block. Saved by Jansen. Back row dig. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Camp with the kill. Camp now has 10. And the Dort College lead is 6-3. 6-3. Serve catches the tape. Rolls over from Jansen. Tough angle. Alton is there to dig it up. And a backhand attempt by Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to keep it in play. It ends up dancing on the tape and falls back on Dort College's side. 6-4 our score. Serving for Westmont is Taylor Beckman. Beckman's short serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesink. Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with a kill. Leah with her 11th unofficially. And the Dort College defenders with a 7-4 advantage. Kromendyk has 6 kills for the defenders, and Altena has 5. York College has not had to lean on Altona very hard today. Westmont serving after Dort College with a service error. Lauren Freese, the libero, serving for Westmont. Short serve taken by Bausma. Gaysink blocked at the net as she tried to dump it. Jansen to Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to put it away. Here comes Westmont. Westmont through the block. Kill. Dahlberg with a kill. It's 7-6. Dahlberg with the kill. And for Dahlberg, that's number four. And the floater taken by Jansen gets it to Gaysink. Slide over to Camp. Camp unable to turn on it. Goes out of bounds. Point. Westmont. Westmont ties it up at 7-7. 7-7 our score on the attack error by Camp. York College set for serve receive. Taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gaysink. Shoots it out over to Lindbergh. Unable to put it away. Jansen, Gaysink. Gaysink back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Point. Westmont. Westmont gets a point off of the block. They lead it 8-7. Serving for Westmont is Lauren Freese. Freese serve taken by Altna. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Camp. Camp of the swing. Kept alive by Westmont. Down ball by Galloway. Saved by the defenders. Comes back over to Camp. Unable to put it away. Jansen with the dig. Roll shot Lindbergh. Saved by Westmont. Freese gets it. To Ray, unable to put it down. York College attacking. This is Camp, and we've got a player in the net for Westmont. A blocking error on the Warriors, and it's 8-8. 8-8. Serving for York College is Aubrey Drake. So the defenders will get credit for a kill on that play, that block error. Player got in the net, attacking Dahlberg. Dahlberg out of the middle. Dort College needs to get her rotated out of the front row. Libby Dahlberg with five kills. And now the defenders trailing 9-8 and set number two. Westmont Warriors with service. Buffum, high serve taken by Bausma, gets it to Gaysink, shoots it quick over to Altona, unable to put it down. Here comes Westmont, redirected by Dahlberg, saved by Gaysink, gets it back up over to Camp. Camp, low pass over the net, saved by Dahlberg. Lunging save by Jansen on the dig, comes back over to Altona, blocked at the net, now a joust at the net, no. Westmont will reload, falling away from the antenna and getting the kill is Westmont's Samantha Neely. Neely with her second kill. Westmont has opened up a 10-8 lead here in set number three. Dort College leads in the match 2-0. Westmont has serve. Taken by Bausma, gets it to Gaysink, comes back over to Camp. Camp of the swing. Westmont covering the court better than they have in their previous match of previous sets. And Libby Dahlberg has her sixth kill. 11-8. Westmont with a three-point advantage. There's a timeout on the floor. Charged to the Warriors. Back with more in a moment.
KD.
Westmont serving. Amy Buffum doing the honors. York College trailing Westmont 11-8. Serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Altona. Altona over the swing. Controlled by Westmont. Over the net, Galloway. York College quick attack. That's Camp. And Camp with a kill. Leah Camp. Gets York College back to within 2 at 11-9. Leah Camp with 14 kills. York College back to within 2. Serving for the defenders will be Connolly. Connolly, service. Floater taken by Westmont. Set middle quick. Dahlberg saved by Connolly. Bump set by Gaysink. Too close to the net. And Dahlberg able to knock it off of Cromendyke and out of bounds. Dahlberg with the kill. So Dahlberg records another kill. She's got 9 unofficially. Serving is Brooklyn Cheney. Cheney serve taken by Bausma. Gets it to Gaysink. Comes back over to Altona. Blocked at the net. Covered by Jansen. Gaysink tips to the back corner. Kill. Gaysink records her fourth kill. And the North College lead, a deficit, is 12-10. Gesink now serving. Gesink serve taken by Cheney. Set right side, power tip, saved by Jansen. Gesink gets it up over to Altena, around the block, saved by Westmont. Attack outside, and Kromendike and Moss were there, but Beckman able to take just enough off of it to sneak that one in. So Beckman with a kill. It's 13-10. 13-10, our score, serving Westmont. Taken by Altena, gets it over to Gesink, shoots it back over to Altena. Altena with the kill. Emma Altena with the kill. She's got six unofficially. Westmont will now receive serve from Abby Skemper. Westmont leading 13-11. See if Dort College can string some points together. Floater, back line, taken by Westmont. Warriors attack out of the middle and catching the tape, and that one falls over. Samantha Neely with a kill. She's got six. Neely extends the lead back to three. Serving for the Warriors is Kina. Cameron Kina with service. And Kina's floater taken by Altena gets it over to Gesink. Comes outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the tip and the kill. Lindbergh with the kill. Lindbergh took something off of that one and was able to tip it in front. Julia Lindbergh with four, and the defenders trail by two. Jansen serve, controlled by Westmont, attacking, cross court, and a kill. Getting another kill is Beckman. Beckman with her second. Westmont just trying to find a way to survive set three, force set four, and then see what happens again. They're down two sets to nothing. Doesn't seem like either team really has any momentum right now. Altena, Gesink comes back over to Moss. Moss controlled by Westmont. Galloway unable to put it away. Gesink back over to Lindbergh. Roll shot saved by Westmont. Covering the court very well right now. And banging it off the block for a kill is Hera. Hera makes it 16-12. So now a four-point lead for the Warriors. And the Dort College defenders forced to use a timeout. 16-12, Dort College trailing Westmont, set number three. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Defenders trail by four, 16-12. Dort College leading in the match, 2-0. And the Westmont Warriors with the lead. Taylor Beckman serving. And Beckman, floater, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gesink. Quick attack, camp, camp, kill. Dort College sped up their attack that time. Camp with her 15th kill. And the Dort College defenders trail by 16-13. 16-13, served by Bausma, taken by Westmont. Set goes outside Ray. Ray from the right side of the kill. Ray makes it 17-13. Ray with her fourth kill. And the Westmont Warriors have service again. This is Fries. Bausma, Gesink, quick attack. Camp blocked at the net. Camp, second contact, kill. Leah Camp with 16 kills. Dort College back to within three, 17-14. Got to string some points together here. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. Drake, floater back line. Westmont, Ray, blocked at the net, saved by Westmont. They'll go to Ray again, off high hand, saved by Jansen, kept it alive. Bausma sends it back up over to Altena. Altena, roll shot, kill. Dort College back to within two. Altena back to within two. It's 17-15. Timeout on the floor, charged to Westmont. So Westmont will use their first timeout. They've got one remaining. We'll keep it right here. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area over the buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Ride aboard as an agent. 712-737-6000. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. By Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. And by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley. Sioux Center, Haywarden, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra, 722-0101. Dort trailing Westmont 17-15. Back-to-back points by the defenders, and three out of four have turned a four-point lead into a two-point deficit. This is Dahlberg. Dahlberg blocked at the net. Point defenders. And the defenders within a point at 17-16. Aubrey Drake serving. Drake with service. Floater controlled by Westmont. Set goes middle. Saved by the defenders. Up and over. Westmont reloading. Dahlberg saved by Camp momentarily. Dahlberg eventually gets the kill. Dahlberg with the kill. She's got 10. Westmont leads 18-16. Both teams looking spent right now. And serve on the way. Controlled by Drake. Gets it over to Gaysink. Shoots it over to Altena. Altena blocked at the net. Point Westmont. So Emma Altena, they have really keyed on her, making life difficult. North College trailing Westmont 19-16. Need to get this point back now. North College one set 125-18, one set 225-19. Gaysink runs for it, gets it over to Camp. Camp with a swing, controlled by Westmont. They'll throw it up towards the net, passed over the net by Galloway. Drake to Gaysink, Gaysink to Camp. Camp with a kill. Camp on the quick attack, high contact point, puts it down. She's got 17 kills. And the defenders trail Westmont 19-17. 19-17 our score. Connolly with service and an ace serve for Connolly. Connolly with the ace. For Hannah Connolly, that's her second tonight. North College back to within a point at 19-18. Another serve on the way for the freshman from McCook Lake, South Dakota. Back set right side down the line and a kill on the slide for Dahlberg. Dahlberg makes it 20-18. 20-18, Dort College down two. Serving is Brooklyn Cheney. Short serve taken by Bausma to Gaysink. Gaysink with a tip to the back corner and a kill. Gaysink keeps Dort College within a point. That kill by Gaysink is her fifth. And serving for the defenders will be Jamie Gaysink. Gaysink floater controlled by Westmont. Westmont. And we've got a prolonged contact called on Dahlberg, and we're tied 20-all. She palmed it, redirected it, gets called for the prolonged contact on the power tip attempt. So an attack error by Dahlberg. And the North College defenders, a little momentum, and they have tied it at 20. We have our first tie since it was 8-8. Timeout on the floor. Back with more in a moment. This is North College Volleyball on KDCR. North College with service. This is Gaysink. Here comes the attack, and on the right side with it is Samantha Neely. Neely with the kill, and Westmont survives that first attempt by North College to regain the lead. 21-20 now, Dort College with serve. Set number three, Dort College leading, two sets to nothing. Gaysink to Cromendyke, unable to put away the quick attack. Here's Neely off high hands, saved by Westmont. Set goes to the middle, redirected, saved by Gaysink. Cromendyke, outside it comes Altena. Altena with a tap, controlled by Westmont. Set right side, Neely, off the block, saved by Moss. Gaysink has to redirect it, back over to Alton, a roll shot, saved by Cheney. Set right side, Neely, over the block, saved by Moss on the cover. Gaysink back over to Cromendyke, unable to put away the quick attack. Now block put up by Alton on the attack by Neely. Point defenders, 21-21. Altona records the block. Can't imagine the fatigue for both of these teams. High intensity and high energy volleyball. They've been playing now well over an hour here in set number, we're in the midst of set number three. Serving is Skemper, controlled by Cheney. Set goes outside and it hits the antenna. Point defenders, and Dort College has regained the lead on the attack error. Dort College positioning themselves to sneak one out here possibly. Skemper with service again. Skemper, serve, controlled by Westmont. They'll throw it right side, Neely. Neely off of the tape, down, 22-all. So Neely ties it at 22. This is our fifth tie of set number three. And the Westmont Warriors, Cameron Kina with service. Her floater, taken by Jansen. Gaysink, quick attack. Cromendyke, swing, controlled by Westmont. Passed over the net by Freese. Saved by Altona. Gets it over to Gaysink. Back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a kill. Cromendyke with the kill. Allie Cromendyke with her seventh. Dort College leads 23-22. Jansen with service. A point here is huge. Dort College with an opportunity to go up too late. Controlled by Westmont. Set goes outside and a kill from the outside by Taylor Backman. Backman with three kills. We're tied at 23-all. 23-23. Westmont with service. Floater, back line taken by Altona. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with another kill. Leah Camp has carried the bulk of the load here in this match. She's got 18 kills as the Westmont defense is keyed on Emma Altona. That has left Leah Camp open. She has a 536 kill efficiency, and Dort College now serving for the set and the match with Bausma. Bausma, floater, controlled by Westmont. Here they come. Ray, cross-court kill. We're tied 24-all. Ray with the kill. She's got five. And now Westmont serving to regain the lead. Freese with service. Freese serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back over to Camp. Camp with a swing, controlled. Nope, joust at the net. What do we have? A player in the net for Westmont and Dahlberg, point defenders. Dort College serving for the set and the match again. So an attack error by Dahlberg on the joust. Serving and asking for an explanation is Patty Cook, that is, the official. She's the head coach for Westmont. Aubrey Drake has service. Dort College leading 25-24. Drake serving for the win. Drake the floater, taken by Westmont. They'll set it right side, off high hands. Here's Dort College's chance, no. The overpass and putting it down was Dahlberg. Dahlberg ties it at 25. So Dahlberg takes care of the overpass. She's got 11. Serving for Westmont is Buffum. Alton in the front row along with Camp. One of these two teams will be back on the floor in about 12 hours, warming up for their next contest. Altona banks it off the block. Kill. Emma Altona with the kill. For Emma, that is just her seventh. Altona still in the front row. Connolly has service. Hannah Connolly, the freshman, has a couple of ace serves here this evening. She can end it here. Dort College leading 26-25. Serve to the middle. Dahlberg blocked. Well, they say it was contacted by the defenders. Roll shot. Westmont scrambling. Point defenders! And the Dort College defenders have survived the death quadrant as they knock off number three and number six in the span of 6 hours. And they move on to the Final Four tomorrow. A semifinal match for Dort College tomorrow. And they get number two, Viterbo, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock back here on court number two. Just 12 hours and 21 minutes from now, they'll be playing for the right to move on to the NAIA National Championship match. How about that? 24 hours after suffering a disappointing loss to Missouri Baptist, Dort College crowd headed out. They were dejected after that loss to Missouri Baptist. That seems like a lifetime ago. The Dort College defenders defeat Hastings 3-1. They drop Westmont 3-0. Tomorrow, they go after number two, Viterbo, who's 39-1. We'll have that match for you tomorrow morning on KDCR. 25-18, 25-19, and 27-25. Dort College, a 3-0 win over Westmont here this evening. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the Wireless World postgame wrap-up in a few minutes.
Find WWP.org.
It does become a battle of attrition. The Dort College defenders defeat Westmont 3-0. Dort College advances out of the 4-team bracket of number 3, 4, 5, and 6 to face Viterbo tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the NAIA National Semifinals. Let's take a look at a few of the numbers, and then Chad Hansen has made his way up as well. I want to just glance at it and see what there is to see. Well, having a little trouble. Not sure I can read at this point of the day either. Leah Camp, 18 kills. Coach, the opponent really focused in on Emma Altena. Yeah. They limited her, not only focused on her, they were able to limit her. That did allow Leah Camp to really come through with a big night for you, and you needed that here this evening.
We did. You're exactly right. This was, as always, a team pursuit, a team effort, and where each of our hitters is trying to get the point and get the score, Leah came through big for us quite often. And the funny part, amazing part, Leah's a phenomenal athlete and a savvy volleyball player. She was stacked up against number six for several of the rotations.
Player, yep.
And you look at them on the court, if you're not here and just listening by radio, you look at them on the court, and she's got number six has many inches of height on Leah. But Leah came through with many, many more points and contributed in phenomenal ways for us tonight. And that was fantastic.
I thought it was great to see, simply because Leah, for better or worse, good, bad, otherwise, does get overshadowed just a little bit, yeah, because of the numbers, yeah, Emma puts up. She bides her time and basically does her job. When those kind of players, sometimes they get overlooked, you don't really notice them unless they don't do their job. She's very steadily put together a fine season for
it's
you, rewarded
great
for it on a pretty big stage this evening.
That is so true, Mike, so true. Wherever other coaches in the tournament have Leah on their radar, and I'm sure Viterbo was scouting us as our next opponent. I'm sure they were watching our match, and they might be looking at Leah and adding a few more points of focus for what she can do, and some tendencies that she might have. And the neat thing is, this is, to me, is the fun part of coaching this team, coaching at this point in the season and the length of it. We get more creative as the season goes. We try to run a little bit different routes, a little bit more options, and Jamie and Leah were really, really well connected in many of those different routes, and that paid off for us.
Summer Jansen put together two great matches against Hastings and then followed that up with a very solid match, I thought, tonight. And set number three, I said before we went on the air, didn't seem like there was a whole lot of pop to
right.
set number three.
Right.
You just had to kind of muscle through, grit your teeth, get through it, find a way to win it, and I thought Summer Jansen's back row play was a big part of that.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought her name into this conversation too, Mike. Summer has just been the skeleton strength for us through this tournament. and through our season. And it's been really, really cool to see her shine on this court and throughout this tournament. I know other coaches are aware of her, and she's with her production, with her leadership, with her communication, with her spirit. I don't know that anyone celebrates harder and more often than she does. And serve receive, she was nails tonight. It's actually a compliment to her in a weird sort of way, but if Summer doesn't get a dig and the ball's anywhere near her, it's really a surprise to me. She's been that successful, and it is such a get-after-it kind of libero.
Westmont had a middle-dominant, right-hand dominant, or right-attack dominant team. How do you feel like your team adjusted in making those defensive plays against a team that runs a system that we probably don't see a whole lot of?
Great question. I like how we defended their middle attack a lot. I think we got great touches there. Yes, they scored some, but overall, I think the production side of it, one of their attackers was in double figures, and that's number six, Libby Dahlberg. Everyone else was, you know, obviously under doubles, and their hitting percentages are decently low, within control. On the right side, still, I know there were times where I thought, okay, we needed to make a better move or a better adjustment against their right side attack. But overall, again, I'm pleased with some of the touches that we got and some of the transition second swing opportunities because of, you know, the right kind of touches or digs.
12 hours and 7 minutes from now, you've got to play another match. You at least get a night of sleep in here. You've got to come up with a game plan. You have played Viterbo before. It seems like this season has really prepared you well for this tournament play.
Yeah.
Because you've seen Viterbo before. Right. They're a known quantity. Even though they have that gaudy 37-1 record,
yeah,
you've seen them. They're human. They're 18 to 22-year-olds.
Right.
You competed well with them in lacrosse.
Right.
It seems like this season has prepared you for moments like this.
Thanks for saying that, Mike. I think so, too. I've thought of that earlier. You know, as we were looking at the total tournament caliber of teams, I looked at it as we prepared for the totality of today with the 16 teams that were in this. I looked at our bracket and said, we're familiar with a lot of these opponents. We've faced them already. And I've always told my team, just because you play a team one time early on and whatever the outcome was, has no guarantee over the next outcome. And it's important for us to learn and grow from it in whatever way. And I told the team after this one, hey, there's things from this match that we won in three that we need to learn from so that we are better prepared and executing tomorrow in a very, very, stacked, heavy, potent kind of Viterbo team and Viterbo match.
I'm going to let you go. It looks like the food is here for your ladies, hey, and I would imagine you've worked up an appetite as well.
Yeah,
so
you want to join us?
I've got a little work to do
between
now and tomorrow at about 11 o'clock.
We love your work, Mike. We're grateful you've been here with us.
Well, I've had a ball once again, and let's see if we can get a couple more tomorrow.
Sounds good.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, the Dort College Defender women's volleyball team, victorious over Westmont, 3-0. And let's take a look at those numbers now for the Dort College Defenders. A win over Hastings earlier today, and they follow that up with a win over Westmont. The Dort College Defenders, those numbers look like this. And it appears that I have a wrong link. We'll try that again. Not working right now. Let's take a break. I'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. Here are the numbers. Dort College, 48 kills, 16 errors, 111 total attacks, a .288 kill efficiency. For Westmont, 39-18 and 117, a 179 kill efficiency. Dahlberg had 12 to lead Westmont, 8 for Neely. For the defenders, Leah Camp had 18 kills, Emma Altena 8, Allie Cromendike 7, Jamie Gasink had 5, 6 for Haley Moss, 37 assists for Jamie Gasink, 10 digs by Gasink, 6 block assists for Allie Cromendike. 3 block assists for Leah Camp. 3 block assists for Jamie Gasink as well. Recapping play today then in the round of 8, the quarterfinal round. Lindsey Wilson, a 3-0 win over Corbin. Lindsey Wilson advances on tomorrow to play Missouri Baptist, who is a 3-2 winner over the College of Idaho. Viterbo, a 3-0 winner over Park. They're 39-1, number 2 in the country. They'll face the number 4-rated North College Defenders, who were 3-0 winners over Westmont this evening. That will do it for our broadcast from the National Championship. Bracket play, quarterfinal round play completed. Let's tell you what's going to happen tomorrow on KDCR. We'll have volleyball action for you at 11 o'clock, the semifinal round, Dort College facing Viterbo. At 2 o'clock, we'll have Dort College basketball as the Defenders host the Concordia Bulldogs. That'll be a women's game followed by the men's contest, 2 and 4 o'clock respectively for that. And then if Dort College gets a win over Viterbo tomorrow, we'll be back here for a national championship match tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at the Tyson Event Center. That'll do it for KDCR Sports. I'm Mike Biker. Have a good night.